Hello and welcome to another edition of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing and Auto Remarketing Canada. And today I'm joined by my wingman and our esteemed publisher, Bill Zadaitis. Bill, how you doing?
Joe, great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Well, today's episode is being sponsored by the Auto Remarketing Canada Conference. Join Canada's automotive industry for the Auto Remarketing Canada Conference this March in Toronto. For more information, visit arcanada.autoremarketing.com. Again, that's arcanada.autoremarketing.com. Our guest today is going to be Jeremy Bellinger of SAL, who spoke with AR Canada correspondent Sarah Rubinoff recently. But first, Bill, I wanted to, since you're the conference chair for AR Canada, wanted to get your take and learn a little bit more from you about the upcoming conference and what folks can expect from the agenda.
Yeah, Joe, I appreciate the opportunity, and hello again, everybody. We're glad to be kind of bringing you this Auto Remarketing Podcast with today's focus on Canada. And we're excited about this year, Joe, because there's so many new things coming into the event. I think that last year we had the opportunity to take a really hard look at our agenda and the content that we were offering those executives, those dealers in the Canadian market, and we really took a hard look at that, and we're able to divide that content into, of course, the traditional remarketing, which is, you know, kind of the foundation, the roots of where the conference grew out of, the consigners, the fleet, the lease, the rental, the auto auctions, and all the companies that kind of come in and around that. And then we were also able to overlay that with some real focus in the auto finance segment. Those banks, the captives, and really, on the flip side of that, the training on the dealership level in the finance side. When you look at the agenda this year, you're going to find great content surrounding the non-prime categories. You're going to find great content, great takeaways coming around the service contract and warranty. So you really have both sides of the auto finance piece. You have the corporate side, obviously, with the banks and those companies that are the originators of some of these loans. They fund these deals. But also on the dealer side, just so important to have that great training related to the hands-on in the dealership, get the deal done, those types of things. So we're excited about that. And then even beyond that, on the retail side, when you look at what's happening in dealerships and from a technology standpoint and from a training standpoint and from a sales standpoint, so many things are changing on a day-to-day basis. And we've just got some great speakers, some great trainers lined up. And so we believe the 27th and 28th of March is going to be a great couple of days for us again in Canada. And our registrations are running ahead of schedule, which is great to see. And we're looking forward to being back in Toronto at the end of next month.
And Bill, we've done this kind of a couple times with AR Canada conference last year, and then took a similar approach to Used Car Week in November, where folks could go to different, somebody who wanted to go to a retail session in the morning and then a finance section in the afternoon. Did you find that a lot of people took advantage of that and sort of saw how the auto industry was kind of multi-layered and interrelated?
Yeah, and I think you're right, Joe. I mean, that's a good point. You know, a lot of people will stay right in their wheelhouse. You know, some of the dealers will be right in on the retail track and stay right with that. But I think that, excuse me, what we've seen is that especially when you have multiple people from the same company or multiple people from the same dealership group, they do a great job of kind of dividing and conquering some of this content, because it really is. It's too much for any one person to absorb over a couple of days. And so I recommend that from a dealership side, bring a few people. You know, bring your finance people, bring your general sales manager, bring your dealer principal, bring your salespeople, and really give them that opportunity to sink their teeth into some of this great content and some of the great training. On the auto finance side, the number of people and the analysts and the data that we'll have available that comes out of this is fantastic. It's just extremely valuable. So we find people crossing over into different tracks, whether it's finance, remarketing, retail. The core at all of it at the end of the day is that Auto Remarketing Canada is Canada's used car conference, and it has been since the early 2000s. And so, having that experience of developing and working with our colleagues in Canada with regard to this has just been a great experience. And I think each year we've kind of learned more on how we how we improve the experience. And I think this year is going to be another step in the right direction with that. You know, so much of what we do right now, and I'm going to hold up my phone here, is done, via electronic transmission, text, whether you're on social media, Twitter, whatever it might be. These in-person events are so valuable, not only for learning and the exchange that you have, but just networking, building your relationships, and building your business.
Very good points, Bill, and I think a lot of folks are going to hear this and be excited about next month's conferences. And just a reminder that make plans to be up in Toronto for and join the Canada's automotive community for the conferences, which are going to be held March 27th, March 28th at the Weston Harbor Castle in Toronto. We're going to be featuring high impact, high value events with great content, as Bill explained, and a lot of good networking sessions as well. So for more information and to register, visit arcanada.autoremarketing.com. Again, that's arcanada.autoremarketing.com. And appropriately enough, our guest today is going to be one of those AR Canada speakers, and that's Jeremy Bellinger. He is the Ontario Sales Manager for SAL, and he's going to be a speaker at the event. And without further ado, here is Sarah Rubinoff's interview with Jeremy Bellinger.
The F&I department, it kind of seems like it's remained in a bit of a dark age as digitization and the web modernized other aspects of the store much quicker, it seems. Can dealerships afford to continue with this model? And is this kind of how you see it? It seems to be lagging a bit.
I would agree. And probably this is a regional argument as well. Mm-hmm. As we kind of look across the country, it seems that the West is always looking for ways to improve upon itself. In Quebec, for instance, there's a lot of digitalization happening there. Mm-hmm. And software packages that have been involved in dealerships and evolving to meet the F&I requirements for quite some time. In other pockets, particularly the pocket that I live in, the Toronto region, it seems to be a strange F&I becomes an afterthought. It's not that it's not a critical piece of business moving forward. It's dealers, as they attempt to digitize their dealerships, they look at things like how they advertise cars, mm-hmm. Specifically they advertise their service departments, how they build streamlined softwares and work with companies to develop streamlined softwares to assist in maximizing on their service departments and the front end of sales. Mm-hmm. In terms of dealerships ignoring the back end, I just don't think that's possible anymore, not with the razor thin margins that they're running on. Mm-hmm. On the front end. I mean, when you're talking about the gross possibilities of a car being vastly reduced due to competition, mm-hmm. Due to manufacturers' reductions of possible profitabilities, and then customer information, all those things kind of collide to say that they have to start looking at the other major opportunity to earn profitability on the front end, but not only profitability, but also generate proper products in that F&I office that would build to customer retention and all those things that dealers want to accomplish.
Sure. And do you, that you mentioned the regional aspect of it. Do you have any idea why that might be?
I'm not sure. It's like any business. I think there's just been some large dynamic groups and small dealers too that have had access and sort of the foresight. You think back 10 years ago and internet leads were super priorities for some dealers and other dealers said, no, go away. Well, the F&I department is evolving and it's going to continue to evolve. We see this in the United States where you've got large groups like Penske talking about eliminating their F&I departments completely and replacing it with a digital solution. I don't think we're going to get there in Canada enough for a long time. However, it speaks to the evolution. And regionally, it depends on our own interpretation of what that means. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to see it regionalized for a period of time. The big consolidators are going to change that game in terms of the national dealer groups, obviously, because they want to stay with one process across the country. But there'll be some regionalization of people coming on board.
Okay, great. And you know, before getting into the details of how digitization and F&I can enhance the dealer experience, what do you think are some of the biggest pain points for consumers at the moment when closing that financial leg of a vehicle sale?
I think when I think about the biggest pain points of the F&I process, whether or not you have a digital process or not, it comes down to time and also confusion. The F&I process, it's a time-consuming process. You know, we don't introduce the process properly, what we're going to be accomplishing in the F&I department, from all aspects of our sales process. The customer thinks when they've signed the worksheet to say, yes, I'm buying this car, that the process is done. Really, it's only just begun in terms of the transaction. Sure. So now we've got to sit them down. They're ready to leave, and we got to sit them down in front of an F&I manager who is going to go over credit information and compliance information and try to get through all of the products that we have in a real and meaningful way. Sure. And it's confusing, time-consuming, and I think that's the thing that destroys the customer satisfaction there. We're a visual people, and you know, we know this, and as digital explodes in every aspect of our lives, I mean, people are glued to their digital screens. You know, we're trying to pull out something that a brochure, or try to explain on a, you know, on a printout, a fuzzy printout, or just through words what we're trying to accomplish in there. So
sure. And you know, what do you think needs to change to improve this experience to cut down on that time?
I think the F&I process needs to start before that customer ever enters our door as a you know, and when we think about what we do and the amount of money and the time that we put into designing our websites, are we forgetting about this revenue stream and this customer retention stream that we have through F&I product? Are we engaging the customer through their media, through their mobile devices, through their screens, to identify that these are other solutions and other services we provide in the dealership? This is a part of the transactional piece. Are we involving them and giving them the information up front so that they know what to expect? You know, does our website have pieces that would speak to the F&I process at all? Or is it just all about, hey, we've got this car in stock and we do some bank financing? And we need to take it to the next level there.
Sure. All right. So, you know, what are some of the ways that dealerships can use digital to drive F&I profits? Can you outline a few of the top ways they can go about doing that?
You know, one of the most fantastic things that I've seen nationally, there's a group out there that utilizes videos on their website. And in videos in their F&I presentation, I mean, we think of digital being how we advertise ourselves in the market. I mean, really... Sure. Imagine one of the biggest challenges we would have in our market here, specifically in the GTA, is the multiculturalism of our population. You know, and of our own employees as well. We can't guarantee that when a customer comes in and goes into the F&I office that they both speak the same first language. You know, maybe our F&I manager's English may not be their first language, or the customer, et cetera, et cetera. So the visual part of it really comes into play. And what this dealer group did was they actually took the videos of things like credit insurance, GAP, all the protection packages that we can offer, took the videos from their provider, which just happened to be us, but they actually had them translated into multi-languages. So if you've got a Cantonese customer sitting in front of them, you can communicate with them through video and explain the benefits of the product through a video in front of the customer with an iPad. It's a very simple process. You know, you want to know more about why you should buy this extended warranty? Here are the selling features of that extended warranty and the reasons why it's going to protect you, Mr. Customer. But take it beyond that. If you don't have that information available to your customers when they first visit your digital marketplace, your website, you're doing yourself because this is what websites are for. It's to pieces out there, and we say we've got an F&I manager, but we don't explain what they do, and we don't explain the products that we potentially can have for them. That would be massive, and it reminds the customer even after sale. Geez, I bought that tire and rim package. What does that mean? Well, then they can go back to the website, watch the video again and understand, oh, this is the information, because it doesn't cover this, but it does cover this. And it stops confusion there after the fact, too, for customer satisfaction and retention.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. So you think there's a lot being left on the table in the F&I department because of the lack of this lack of digitization?
Sure. Yeah. We put so much attention on how we advertise our cars, and we put a lot of attention lately on booking service appointments through our websites. This is just another aspect of ways that we can drive the two main things that dealers care about: profit and customer retention. I mean, this is what we need. We need to get those F&I products out there to speak to that specific issue.
Sure. And you mentioned in your session description a clean digital strategy and how that can positively affect customer satisfaction and retention. Can you tell me a little bit about what you mean when you say clean digital strategy and kind of what this means for dealers?
It's got to be clean, and it's got to be holistic. If you are going to have a video on the website of a product, you need to be able to have that integrated not only on your website, in your service department, in your showroom, as well as in your F&I process. You can't have a digital piece out there and then not address it as the customer comes through your process. And at the same time, and we haven't really spoken much about the digital aspect of being able to present and be transparent in the F&I office. If you have a software package that you're utilizing to digitize the process, and maybe you're just using your DMS, but maybe you're using a different software package, and there's many of them out there, to quote, to give the information to the customer in the F&I process to be able to establish that. These things have to be clean, too. They have to work, they have to be efficient, and they have to be integrated across multiple platforms to be able to utilize that seamlessly with the customer. One of the things that we need to do a better job of using digital is ensuring that our customer sees all the relevant products that apply to them. They don't see the products that don't apply to them. And we maximize on the customer's time and experience in the F&I office, as well as we live to the compliance of making sure that they have the information that they need to have before they ever exit that. So, and utilizing digital from a software perspective or from a media perspective to kind of tie the two of them in together, it needs to be well rehearsed. It needs to be efficient. It needs to be professional, and it needs to be clean. We can't just throw it up there once. We need to be committed to it.
That makes sense. Let's see. So you mentioned dealers should be kind of just supplying the right options from F&I in a digitally interactive way. And you mentioned videos. That makes sense. And are there any other ways you can think of that they can use that digital platform to engage consumers in F&I to close more of those profit deals?
Well, you know, I'll come back to the digital software piece that we're going to be utilizing front ends. No matter who you use, I mean, we should be looking for ways to interact with the customer when the customer leaves the dealership, too. Because they're there, sometimes 2-3 hours negotiating on the price of a car, getting a car appraised, waiting for this, waiting for that. You know, if it's a busy Saturday, waiting to engage with an F&I manager to finalize the deal. There's a lot of information being thrown at a customer then in a way that they're not used to absorbing information in our current climate.
Sure.
They're used to having an email sent to them, going to the website to interact. Well, when that customer leaves, if we expect them to seek out the information after the fact, we're doing ourselves a disservice as well. Mm-hmm. So we've got to have part of that strategy really has to incorporate getting that information from the F&I desk into the customer's mobile device or their home PC so that they can rehash it in a real way, in a relevant way. You know, it has to be clean again. Can't be, you know, scroll down 26 pages to get the information. Have the quick hitters on there. Have the links. Have the pieces of information that customer needs to make an informed and accurate decision in a quick time. I mean, I know, you know, Amazon doesn't give you too much information on their products. They give you the relevant pieces you need today, and you make a decision.
Yeah,
that's what digital is about when it's in the customer's hands.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, and it is amazing. No one's going to go home and get on that website without it. Yeah, we really need to get that before they leave the dealership. That makes sense. And, you know, lastly, it seems like there's a lot of avenues that dealers can take to really enhance this digital experience in the F&I department. But for those who really haven't thought of F&I in a digital sense, maybe digital marketing was, you know, the only thing that kind of occurred to them, or the VDPs or anything like that, but haven't even broached F&I, where would you start? Where would you tell those dealers to really, you know, get a head start?
Well, the first place I would start would be to engage your F&I managers. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, because as we started off, we talked about the F&I department sort of been left in the dark ages.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We have to discern first and foremost whether or not our F&I managers are going to embrace a digital strategy.
Sure.
And for the most part, they will. I mean, we work with digital all day long. I mean, we're on Facebook or LinkedIn, wherever we are. We know how to use it. It's now translating that into the business sense and into their process. And like all good salespeople, the vast majority of F&I managers are creatures of habit. And this is implementing a new process into their lives, a different mm-hmm. process. But it's a process that if we put the right steps in place, simple steps to start, and we can engage and then track the results to understand the impact it's had, I don't see any reason why an F&I manager wouldn't embrace that. So I would start simple.
Mm-hmm.
I would maybe even just begin with constructing a proper email with proper links to products.
Sure.
You know, if you've got videos on your website, drive the customer after sale, after they've left the dealership. If they said yes to a product, let them know where they can find out more information about that product. Mm-hmm. If they've said no to the product, let them know where they can find out more information about that product. And whether this is driven through your F&I department or if you have a business development center, wherever it is, there needs to be that digital communication in an email format, just simple, to go back and then try to engage them back to your website to look at those products again in a real relevant way that's going to matter to the customer. That's where I would start. We can start putting a software package in and changing our entire process around on the front end, but boy, oh boy, you run the risk there of really changing too much at a time that might be situation critical for you.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up, you know, we're expecting more new cars to be sold in the province of Ontario in 2018. You know, we're obviously expecting an increase in used. There's going mm-hmm. to be a tremendous amount of growth here in the province. Capitalize on what you can and start there and start early and track the results. If mm-hmm. you've got two business managers and one wants to construct emails after sale and one doesn't, you know what? The one that does track the results versus the one that doesn't. Because the quickest way to convince the one that doesn't want to do it is to show how they can generate more revenue for their department.
That's a good point. Definitely. Well, Jeremy, that is all I had, unless you have anything you want to add, any piece of advice, any last tidbit.
The last piece of advice, digital is a buzzword, and we talk about it a lot. Obviously, as I mentioned before, we think about digital being how we advertise our cars, with different websites out there, or how we advertise our dealership. This should be an integral part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get confused. Don't get distracted. There's so many different software solutions out there that can do pieces of it. As a dealer, I would say to any dealer, take your time, make a plan of action, work with the provider. Maybe it's a provider you currently have. Maybe it's a provider you don't. Maybe it's a provider outside of the one that provides your F&I solutions mm-hmm. that you need to look at. Whatever it is, take the time to establish what you want to accomplish. Know where you want to go with your digital and work with that provider or group of providers to establish what you want. If we have to be, as vendors and providers in the automotive space today, we have to be paying attention that digital is situation critical for us moving forward too. That's how dealers and customers are going to continue to engage with each other. And we need to make sure that we're prepared for it too. So take
Fantastic.
The time and find the right partner.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, Jeremy. We really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time too, sir.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.